From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headline. Indonesia and Cambodia discuss cooperation in handling human trafficking. Police secure entry exit to Bali ahead of G20 summit. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi met with Chief of the Cambodian Police Nat Savon in Phnom Penh on Tuesday to discuss cooperation in preventing human trafficking. During the meeting at the Cambodian police headquarters in Phnom Penh, Marsudi highlighted four issues requiring cooperation with the Cambodian police, including the handling of the 62 freed Indonesian migrant workers and the remaining Indonesian workers in the country. In addition, both sides also discussed cooperation in law enforcement and measures to prevent such cases from recurring. Next, we have Bali Regional Police that have secured all entrances and exits to Bali ahead of the G20 summit, which is scheduled to take place in November this year. Chief of Bali Police Inspector General Putu Jayan Danuputra said while inaugurating the Sudirman Dewata on Tuesday. Security forces will set up special zones and rings such as at airports, roads used by the delegates, delegates' accommodation, and other related locations to secure the summit. The last national news comes from the Indonesian government that will continue to maintain the economy to grow above 5% until the third quarter of 2022 amid global turmoil and uncertainty. Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, stated at the Mid-Year Economic Outlook 2022 event on Tuesday. This optimism was in line with the economic growth that was still driven by demand, including consumption, investment, and export, which grew positively. Meanwhile, from the supply side, almost all sectors also grew positively in response to the surge in demand. Now we move to the international news. Italy's Chamber of Deputies approved a bill on Tuesday to ratify the accession of Finland and Sweden to NATO in a vote welcomed by Giorgia Meloni, whose far-right Brothers of Italy party is seen as the front-runner in the coming election. The lower house voted by 398 votes to 20 in favor of the bill, which now needs a second, final green light from the Senate. ASEAN ministers will push to ramp up pressure on Myanmar's military government at a regional meeting Wednesday in Cambodia, as the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan threatens to overshadow proceedings with tensions between Washington and Beijing soaring. The 10-country ASEAN, which has spearheaded so far fruitless efforts to restore peace, had last week condemned the military's execution of 4 prisoners, with parts of the bloc growing frustrated at the lack of progress. Next, we have the US dollar that remained elevated on Wednesday following its biggest surge in 3 weeks against major peers overnight, with Federal Reserve officials talking up the potential for further aggressive interest rate hikes. The greenback continued its rise versus the safe haven yen, extending its best gain for 6 weeks, as U.S. Treasury yields also rebounded after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's arrival in Taiwan was met with a strong but not off-the-scale response by China. The last news comes from Asia-Pacific. Bond yields followed U.S. Treasury yields higher on Wednesday, and the dollar continued its climb after Federal Reserve officials signaled they are nowhere near done raising interest rates. Yields were also helped as demand for the safest assets retreated following U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's safe arrival in Taiwan, despite threats of action from China, which views the island as a breakaway province. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia and Argentina celebrated the 65th anniversary of diplomatic relations with the slogan "Advance Together, Grow Together" to strengthen cooperation in various sectors. Indonesian Ambassador to Argentina Nini Kunaryati officially opened the 65th anniversary of diplomatic relations in a reception at Wisma Duta in Buenos Aires on Friday. In the opening remark conveyed in Indonesian Embassy in Buenos Aires press statement on Saturday, Ambassador Ninik said that for 65 years, Indonesia and Argentina relations have been developing rapidly and well maintained. The ambassador said that Indonesia appreciates very much the support from Argentina for Indonesia, sovereignty, foreign policy positions, and candidacy in various international forums and vice versa. Meanwhile, in a speed recording, Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Mahendra Siregar and his Argentinian counterpart, Deputy Minister Pablo Temtamanti, said that the post-pandemic recovery and trade and investment cooperation are two cooperation that must be increased by both countries. Indonesia and Argentina will encourage global partnership and solidarity to make a safe and accessible vaccines for all. In the economy, trade and investment cooperation will keep being encouraged, considering big potential that is not used yet. By joining the G20, Indonesia and Argentina gave both countries an opportunity to formulate the global economic architecture, increase the economic growth, and overcome the global crisis because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Moreover, both countries are representing middle-income countries. to celebrate the anniversary, Indonesian Embassy in Buenos Aires has prepared some programs, namely commemorative stamp and the virtual photography exhibitions. The commemorative stamp to be launched officially soon will feature the national flowers of the two countries, namely jasmine and Erythrina crystalli. Beside the stamp will also feature Kelimutu Lake and the hills of seven colors or Cerro de los Siete Colores. That's Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on August 3, 1960 about the independence of Niger. August 3, 1960, Niger became independent from French colonial rule. The Republic of Niger is a landlocked country in Western Africa. The country's name is taken from the Niger River. Since independence, Niger has lived under five constitutions and three periods of military rule. After a military coup in 2010, Niger has become a democratic, multi-party state. Moving on to the event of August 3, 2005, when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was sworn in as president of Iran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the sixth president of Iran. His presidential term began on August 3, 2005. He is widely known as a conservative figure who is very loyal to the values of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. In his tenure, he brought back many of the changes made by the previous mayors, who were more moderate and reformist, and emphasized religious values in activities in cultural centers. In Iran's 2013 presidential election, he was replaced by moderate conservative Hassan Rouhani. We end Today in History with August 3, 2005, about a coup toppled President Muawiyah Old Sid Ahmed Taya. Soldiers and members of the presidential guard in Mauritania staged a coup against President Muawiyah Old Taya. The coup was launched when President Muawiyah Old Sid Ahmed Taya was in Saudi Arabia for the funeral of King Fahd. The coup was successful without any casualties. The group calling itself the Military Council for Justice and Democracy announced the coup in a statement carried by the state news agency on August 3, 2005. The coup was led by Colonel Ali Old Mohammed Val and formed a military junta. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Let go.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, in July 2022 was at the expansive level of 51.3, higher than in June 2022 with 50.2. This showed that Indonesian domestic economic activity keeps showing a recovery acceleration trend. This was stated by the Coordinating Minister for Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, in his official statement issued on Monday. According to Airlangga, this achievement was inseparable from the role of various sites in the post-COVID-19 pandemic economic recovery acceleration process, especially in encouraging domestic demand and supporting business activity. The Indonesian PMI stayed at an expansive level since September 2021, or for 11 consecutive months, even surpassing some other ASEAN member countries such as Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, and Myanmar. Airlangga Hartarto said the impressive performance in the real sector proved the domestic economic resilience amid various global challenges. Even the performance was achieved amid the global recovery slowdown potential. Based on a survey, the Indonesian PMI expansion level experienced the highest growth rate since April 2022, mainly supported by solid domestic demand. Besides, the strengthening output capacity in various sectors also encouraged the Indonesian export value growth. Cumulatively, the Indonesian export value of January until June 2022 had even reached US$141.07 billion, or grew 37.11%. The achievement in export became the supporter of Indonesian trade balance that has been consistently experiencing surplus for 26 months. Minister Airlangga affirmed the government will keep encouraging the revival of production activity, especially in the sectors with a great multiplier effect. Besides, regulation simplification is also encouraged as part of Indonesian government commitment in increasing the ease of doing business in Indonesia. Various improving macroeconomic indicators made Indonesia an investment destination for many countries. Until the second quarter of 2022, the investment realization had reached 302.2 trillion rupiah, or increased by 35.5% year-on-year, and created jobs for 320,000 people. The Indonesian inflation was also still maintained amid a significant inflation spike in many countries. In July 2022, the inflation was 4.94% year-on-year.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to visit a tourism village, namely Sembalun Village in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Listeners, Sembalun Tourism Village offers Instagrammable spots. One of the favorite places in this village is Kedai Sawah, located under the mountains of Mount Renjani in Lombok. Sembalun District is Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. Although this Kedai Sawah tour has just opened, it has a variety of culinary choices. Thousands of tourists have stopped over at Kedai Sawah, covering an area of 800 square meters, especially during the 1443 Hijri holiday. Around 1,800 visitors a day came to Kedai Sawah. You can enjoy the green expanse of rice fields here. The farmers also plant rows of red flowers that are perfect for your photo background. Because it is located at the foot of the hill of Mount Renjani, the fresh air and gentle breeze can refresh your body and mind. The entrance fee to Kedai Sawah is relatively cheap. You only need to spend 15,000 rupiah per person. In addition to culinary tour and taking pictures, you can also pick strawberries directly. Health protocols are also applied here so that your vacation is comfortable, safe, and still healthy. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari tentangnya. Namun
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pergi ke tempat wisata. Pergi ke tempat wisata, which means going to tourist places. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Bapak Mau Beli Dodol. Bapak Mau Beli Dodol, which means, do you want to buy dodol, sir? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Melly, a food seller at Ancol Tourist Place. Melly greets Dev by using salutation. Let's listen to the conversation.
Silakan. Bapak mau beli dodol.
Ini makanan khas Jakarta, Bu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Bapak, bapak, which means sir. Mau, mau, which means want. Beli, beli, which means buy. Dodol, dodol, which refers to traditional sticky sweets. Bapak mau beli dodol? Bapak mau beli dodol? Which means, do you want to buy dodol, sir? In the conversation, you hear the question, Bapak mau beli dodol? Bapak mau beli dodol? Which means, do you want to buy dodol, sir? In the question, there is the salutation, Bapak, Bapak, which means sir. It is used to greet a man. In the question, Melly greets Dev by using the salutation, Bapak, Bapak, which means sir. Meanwhile, to greet a woman, you can use the salutation, Ibu, Ibu, which means ma'am. Let's listen to the other examples of using salutation. Ibu, Ibu, which means ma'am. Selamat siang, Ibu. Selamat siang, Ibu, which means good afternoon, ma'am. Ibu mau beli dodol. Ibu mau beli dodol, which means do you want to buy dodol, ma'am? The salutation Bapak and Ibu can be shortened to Pak for Bapak and Bu for Ibu. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Silakan. Bapak mau beli dodol?
Ini makanan khas Jakarta, Bu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cintai aku.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Kalimantan entitled Buah Bolok. Buah bolok is a rare fruit from Kutai Kartanegara, East Kalimantan province. Buah bolok can be found in forests and it is favorite food for deer. However, the song is not only about fruit. The lyrics also tell messages for people to preserve traditional house, welcome tourists, visit Mula Warman Museum, and perform Gantar and Japan dances, two typical dances of East Kalimantan. Well, listener, here is the song Buah Bolok by Effendi Dinda. Happy listening!
Buah
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hilang bulu menderita batin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.